Once again, we'd like to turn to the same verses we were in this morning, Psalm 18, verse 33, Book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19. Psalm 18, verse 33, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, setteth me upon my high places. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, The Lord God is my strength. That's a wonderful state. That's a wonderful statement. And He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Again, both David and Habakkuk speak of the same thing in these two verses. The emphasis this morning was on hinds' feet. We want to place the emphasis this evening on the high places, which are extraordinary places, and the fact that these high places were and would be reached and enjoyed was because God did and would, in Habakkuk's case, make their feet like hinds' feet. Again, David speaks in the present and continuous tense, and so can we. And Habakkuk speaks with assurance of the future tense, and so can we. David, as we saw this morning, speaks of what God did in enabling him to come out of a terrible storm. Habakkuk speaks of what God would do for him, enabling him to rise above the coming storm. Psalm 18, verse 33, notice, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. To set is to place. It is to situate. So David is saying that God placed him, situated him in these high places. Again, it's the picture there is the female deer standing upon the hillside or standing upon the mountain. It's situated. In Habakkuk 3 and verse 19, notice, He will make me to walk. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Now, before you can walk in high places, you have to get there. He says, The Lord will make me walk upon my high places. So there you have the picture of that deer walking about upon the mountain, upon the high place. So from those two statements, Psalm 18:33, Habakkuk 3, verse 19, God provides both the ability to stand. And again, you've seen pictures that deer, mountain goat, sheep, they have the ability to stand where no one can stand. They have the ability. I mean, you look at those pictures, or if you've seen it in real life, and how do they do that? It's an amazing thing. But the Lord has given us the ability to stand. in seemingly impossible places. But the Lord also has given us the ability to walk in those places. So I want to speak this evening on standing and walking in the high places. First of all, just again consider the analogy that is before us. The word picture of the hind and the hind's feet and the high places is that of, again, this hind, this deer, scampering up the side of the high places or standing upon the high places. It is a picture that tells a story. In both of these cases, Psalm 18 and Habakkuk chapter 3, it's a very encouraging story to the child of God. It is a story that in a world set at enmity to our souls, in a world where we encounter fierce opposition, in a world where we are engaged in a spiritual warfare, and in a world filled with spiritual peril, God is telling us that there are God-provided places of safety. And again, it's for us. These aren't just generalities. My high place, mine high place. There are special places of safety for the child of God. Many of God's people make a drastic mistake in running to the wrong places of refuge. The word picture before us tells a story that in a world that has this terrible strength-zapping power, a world that will leave us weary, God has provided some very special places of strength. And again, these are places for each one of us personally. It is a word picture that tells a story that in a world filled with shifting sand, filled with instability, filled with chaos, there are God-provided places of stability. God-provided places of steadfastness. The word picture before us tells the story that in a world filled with uncertainty, a world filled with fickleness, a world filled with doubt and skepticism, there are God-provided places that are absolutely unshakable, unwavering. They're not moved. They're not changed by the storm. They're not moved, they're not changed by the winds. These are places that are unshakable, unwavering. And again, we have the feet to get to these places. These places are not unattainable. The word picture before us tells a story that in a world filled with upheaval, a world filled with disorder, a world filled with constant disturbance and disruption and mayhem, there are God-provided places of great order, where everything is in order, where everything makes sense. God-provided places of tranquility. You see, even many lost individuals can look around in this world today, can look in our country and see everything's backwards. Everything's out of order. Everything's chaotic. I mean, there are lost people who can see this. But they do not have the ability to get to these places of order and tranquility. But we, the saved, God has given us hinds feet. We are able to get to these places that there's order. There's tranquility. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is in a world of disorder to find order and tranquility. You see, when you get to the high place, all the disorder, all the disturbance, all the disruption, and all the mayhem, it's far, far below. You live above all of those things. The word picture before us tells the story that in a world of gloom and discouragement, and it is a world of gloom. If you just, even for a saved person, if you just look at it through human eyes, this is a gloomy place. This can be a very discouraging place. But in a world filled with gloom and discouragement, there are God-provided places where all is optimistic. God-provided places of optimism. I mean, you get to these places and you can't be discouraged. You can't be feeling gloom when you stand in these places, when you're able to walk in these places. The word picture before us tells a story that in a world filled with overwhelming despondency and despair, God has provided high places of hope. And you get to these places, and there is no despair. All the despair is way, way down there. But you're way up here. And way up here is hope. Encouragement. The word picture before us tells a story that in a world filled with sorrow and grief and heartache, there are places, high places of joy. These are places of joy. These are places that rise you above the sorrow and the grief and the heartache. The word picture before us tells the story that in a world that will strip you of everything worthwhile, a world that is filled with spiritual deserts and spiritual poverty, there are God-provided places of abundant provision. When you live way up here, and you stand up here, and you walk up here, you live above the spiritual deserts that are below. You live above the spiritual poverty that is below. And you have spiritual abundance. This is life. This is the way to live in the high places. The word picture before us tells the story that in a world where so many wander aimlessly. People wander around today. They don't know where they're going. They don't know why they're going. They have no purpose in life. And what is sad, they get up the next day and do it all over again. And before they know it, they've spent their entire life with no purpose. That's life in the world. But in such a place, there are some God-provided places that give you purpose. And in those high places, you don't wander around aimlessly. There's purpose in life. The word picture before us tells a story that in a world filled with defeat, a world that is a hindrance, There are God-provided places where we enjoy victory. And again, God has given us hind's feet. We can scale these places. We can climb these places. We can walk around in these places. These are the places in which we can live. Places of victory. We don't have to live in defeat. If you live in defeat, it's because you're doing it wrong. It's because you're dwelling in the wrong place. There are high places. And look at your feet. They're hind's feet. They're not like the lost man's feet, human feet. They're hind's feet, and they can get to those high places. Again, there's no need to just stand below and look up at them and wish. Again, look at your feet, hind's feet. We can stand in these high places. And you look at the deer, the mountain goat, the sheep. I mean, it looks like they're standing in this place on a cliff that's about that wide. It's incredible. But there they stand. And so it is with you and I. There are special high places, elevated above this world. But they are not so elevated, so remote, that they are inaccessible. We have the ability to get there. And they are glorious places. They are places that the world knows nothing about. They're glorious places for the children of God. And again, God has made our feet like hind's feet, that we may scale these places, that we may stand in these places. What a wonderful place to stand in the high places. What a wonderful place to walk around. And from these high places, everything looks different. Everything looks different. You can live down here. You can get stuck down here. And you can view everything from down here. And I guarantee you, you'll be depressed and discouraged. But if you can get to the high place, and you can. And the reason you can is because God has made your feet like hind's feet. But you get to the high place. And everything looks different. You see things that you didn't see down here. But not only does everything look different, everything feels different. Oh, be careful. I'm talking about feelings. Everything feels different in the high places. Why does everything look different? Why does everything feel different in the high places? Because they are different. They're not the same as down here. From these heights, again, everything looks different. Everything feels different. They're glorious places. And God has made my feet, made your feet like hind's feet. And we can stand. And we can walk in these places. So let's consider some specific high places. And we'll be brief. There's so many. We could go on all night. But you'll get the idea. Again, the hind's feet are a cloven hoof. It can spread very widely so that hind actually has grip in their feet. For you and I to have grip in our feet, you've got to get a good pair of shoes. You've got to have equipment. But God has made the hind's feet. They can grip. They can get a hold of. Which enables them to scamper up the high places. Enables them to stand in the high places. Again, they can stand right on the edge, but they can grip. Enables them to walk in the high places where no other one can. And so it is with you and I, the saved. We can stand and we can walk where others can't. We can stand and walk where the unsaved individual cannot stand. They cannot walk there. But these are places that you and I can stand and walk. And again, as you see these deer, that's what they were here in the Bible, but again, in our day, it could be mountain goats, sheep, so what? But as you see them standing on the side of a cliff or scampering up a cliff, it's a pretty amazing sight that will cause almost everyone to ask, how do they do that? And the answer is always the same. God made them that way. God made their feet where they could do that. God didn't make human feet to do that. But God has taken our human feet, for you and I that are saved, and made them hind's feet. And I believe that's a good picture of faith. That's how we climb the high places. Faith, just like the hind's foot, has grip. It can get a hold of. And oh, how many of God's people have heard truth, but they've never grasped it. They've never gripped it. They've never gotten a hold of it. You got to get a hold in order to reach the high place. So people will ask, how do they do that? And God has made our feet like hind's feet. And we are able as God's people to stand and walk in places that will fill others with wonder. They'll say, how did you get through that? And oh, what a time, what an opportunity to testify of the Lord. It wasn't me. You see, God made my feet like hind's feet. When God saved my soul, I became a new creation. And now I'm able to do. I'm able to stand where I could never stand before. I'm able to walk where I never could walk before. I'm able to stand where I had no desire to stand and walk where we had no desire to walk. So we're because of the way God has made us in salvation, we are enabled to get a grip upon the high places. So what are some of these high places? And we need to just get a grip on, stand there, and walk in them. Far, far above everything that is below. There is the high place, elevated, far, far above this world. It is the high place of the person of God. It is taught all through this book. It is presented to us all through this book. The person of God. The greatness of God. You want to talk about a high place? You can't even see that high. the magnificence, the splendor, the majesty of God is a high place. And I'm able to stand there. And I'm able to walk there. And when I stand there and when I walk there, let me tell you, everything down here looks different. It looks different. And it even feels different. The high place of His eternity, of His immutability, of His holiness, His omnipotence, His omniscience, His love, His grace, His mercy, His goodness. This is a high place. And our feet have been made like hinds' feet. We can grip that. We can lay hold of the greatness of God. You don't lose sight of the greatness of God. If you live down here too long, you lose sight of what's up there. You lose sight of God, and pretty soon you become the world. You begin to think like the world. You begin to act like the world. But when you get a grip on the greatness of God, those who are living down here, they're filled with anxiety. They're filled with fear. But that hind has risen above that. And has gotten a grip on the high place. And they live above the fear and the anxiety that's below. This world is filled with fear. People are afraid. People are anxious. People are concerned. Some about the wrong things, but there's great fear and anxiety. But God has given us these hinds feet, has given us the ability to grip, to lay hold of things that the world does not know about. And gripping the greatness of God, standing in that high place, everything looks different. Everything feels different. I have a concern concerning the election, but I'm not going to get all worked up about it. There's no need to. If we live in the high place of the greatness of God. Someone would say, well, who do you prefer for president? Most of those I prefer for president are dead. They no longer live. It's a different subject. I'm going to get off here in a minute. There's the high place, elevated far above this world, of what we have in Christ. That's a high place. And you begin to think of what you have in Jesus Christ. Down below is threats of all kinds. All of my failures. But there's a high place. It rises above all the threats. That rises above all of my failures. It's the high place of what I have in Christ. And you know what? Nothing down there can change what I have in Christ. Nothing. In Christ we stand clothed in righteousness before God. In Christ we stand accepted before God. This rises above our failures. Well, what about my sin? What about my failures? Those are serious matters. But I am accepted in Jesus Christ by God. That's a high place. In Christ I have redemption. In Christ we have justification before God. We have the forgiveness of sin. We have eternal life. Reconciliation. And peace with God. Everything down below is away from God. And moving further away from God. But in this high place of Christ, in Christ I have nearness and I have fellowship with God. In Christ, I am a child of God. Down below is where the children of the devil live. We can rise above that. In Christ, we're a child of God, the sons and daughters of God. All to get a grip on that. That we are the sons and the daughters of God. Not because of anything we have done, but because of Jesus Christ. We need to get a grip on that. That enables us to stand. Someone can point out our faults. There are many. But I'm a son or daughter of God. Nothing can change that. In Christ, we have access unto the presence of God. I'm going to write my senator. I'm going to write my congressman. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write such and such. Why don't you get to this high place of access to God? And let me tell you, that'll do more than writing your senator, who's not going to read your letter anyway. Access with God, to get a grip upon that. In Christ, we have victory over sin, Satan, death, and the grave. In Christ, we have hope. In Christ, we're rich. Down below is spiritual bankruptcy. But we're rich. We have more than the wealthiest man on earth without Christ. We're rich in Christ. And my feet have been made like hind's feet. And I can grip, and I can stand, and I can walk in what I have in Christ. And when we get a grip of that, when we stand up there and we begin to walk around in that, everything looks and feels different. The truth is, we need to be careful what we walk around in. Need to be careful. You walk around in the down below and in the world, you're going to get messed up. But you walk around in high places, and you'll stay right with God. And there's no gloom up there. There's the high place, of course, of the Word of God. It's elevated above all the air that's down there. Elevated above all the lies that are being told down there. Elevated above all the deception and the confusion. The Word of God. That's a high place. The world lives following the lies of the world. We can live in the high place of God's Word. And people will say, well, that's your interpretation. No, it's not my interpretation. It says it in black and white. You read it and you tell me what it says. I mean, it says what it says. Means what it means. In this high place, there's sustenance. There's food for the soul. Down below, there's no food for the soul. There's food for the body, but there's not food for the soul. The Word of God, there's food for the soul. On this high place of the Word of God, there's guidance. Down there, people go to the lies and the deceptions and the error. They look to those things for guidance. And then they wonder, why is my life a mess? I did what they told me to do. That's why it's a mess. You've listened to the lies. Your life will not get messed up following the direction of God's Word. This is a high place. This is where we need to stand. On the Word of God. Again, there's that deer, that goat, that sheep standing on the very edge of a steep cliff. And the winds might be howling and blowing, but there they stand. The Word of God is a high place. And we need to stand there. On the very edge of the cliff, we can stand. And we can walk. It's in the Word of God that we find protection. We find protection because it gives us guidance. We find admonishment for our soul, for our life. And you and I, because of what God has done, can grip and stand upon and walk in the Word of God. And when you stand upon this book, when you stand way up in the high place upon this book, everything looks different. You can listen to Fox News, CNN, or whatever you want to listen to. And you can listen to all the polls, and you can listen to all the opinions of the so-called experts. And if that won't get you discouraged and disappointed and confused, nothing will. Or you can stand way up in the high place of God's Word. And let me tell you, everything looks different. And everything feels different when we stand upon the Word of God. We don't need a new translation. We've got God's Word right here. And we need to stand. We need to live upon it. There's the high place of the promises of God. And all we could go on all night. But we need to get a grip upon the promises of God. Promises of His love. Promises of His care. Promises of His sufficiency in all things. The promise of Christ's return. I don't believe most of God's people have ever gotten a grip upon the return of Jesus Christ. God has given us feet where we can grip these things. And you look at the world today, and it's discouraging if you're down here. But if you're up here standing upon the high place of Christ's return, it looks pretty good up there. Completely different view. Completely different perspective. So there, God provided high places. God has made our feet like hinds' feet, enabling us to reach a high place. So why? Why would I just sit down here somewhere in a low place and live out my days when I have the ability to live way up here? God has given us hinds' feet to reach those places, to stand in those places, to walk in those places. And the rains will come. And the floods will come. And the winds will blow. But God has provided some rocks upon which we can stand. Again, it is from these high places that we have a different view. But not only that, we experience amazing things in the high places. You experience things in the high places that you cannot experience down here. You see, what too many are doing is they want to experience what's up here, but they want to stay down there. It doesn't work that way. If you want to experience what's up here, you need to get up here. You're not going to experience it in the mire. Notice in closing, Deuteronomy chapter 32, speaking of experiencing amazing things in the high places. Deuteronomy 32, verse 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. He made him ride in the high places of the earth. That there is a purpose that he might eat the increase of the fields. But he had to get to the high places. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock in the high place, and oil out of the flinty rock. And you can read on. But we experience amazing things in high places. Again, all the potential that is before each and every child of God. So I guess we just simply need to ask ourselves, we need to make personal, honest examination. Where do we stand? Where have we planted our feet? Some have taken, I'm talking about God's people, they have used the hinds feet that God has given them, those feet that have grip. And they stay below and they are firmly gripped upon this earth. What a waste. Or we can use those hinds feet to get us to the high place. And there we can stand. And there we can walk. You want to have a good day? Spend it in the high place. Stand there. Walk around there. That's a great day. That's a good day. You ask people sometimes, how was your day? And sometimes you wish you hadn't. And they'll tell you just how awful it was. And it's true, we have days where trials come in and storms. We're quite aware of that. But you see, if we're up here, we're looking down below in those things. And up here, it's not so bad. In fact, it's pretty good. But we get stuck down below. There's no need. Because God has been gracious to us and He's made our feet like hinds feet. As a child of God, don't ever say, yes, I know there's that high place, but that's not for me. That's a lie of your flesh. That is a lie of the devil. My high place, mine high place. These are high places for us. Well, I can't get there. That's a lie too. God's given you hind feet. Climb. And that ought to be our life. Ascending. Yes, the storms will come. Sorrows will come. All kinds of things that are adverse will come into our lives. But we ought to always be ascending. Climbing higher and higher and higher. And perhaps we get knocked down. Perhaps we get knocked down all the way to the bottom. What are we going to do? Well, you could sit down there and spend the rest of your life in the bottom. That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Or you can use those hind feet and start over. And climb back up. That's an amazing thing that God has done for us. Yes, we might fall. And we might fall a long way. But we can ascend from there to wherever we've fallen. God has given us the ability to ascend. How disheartening it is for a child of God to fall and then stay there. That just doesn't make sense. There's no logic behind that. Why would you stay there? You still have hind feet, so you're able to ascend from there. And how foolish it is to live down here and talk about how you used to live up here. Well, why aren't you still living up there? Well, you know, and you'll hear a long story. But the truth is, wherever you are, because of what God has done, we can ascend. We can rise. So yes, we may fall. And we may fall far. We may fall hard. But we can ascend from there. Don't ever give up on a child of God. Don't ever say they've fallen too far. There's no hope for them. Remember, God gave them hind feet. They can climb. They can ascend. May we remember that concerning others. May we remember that concerning ourselves. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 1.